Hello, hello, Nobius women. Welcome to this call. I'm going to give you guys a minute to come on in, and I'm going to change my name. I am Coach Yesenia. I am so excited to be here with you today. So let me go ahead and change my name. Go ahead and grab your water. And today you're going to need to grab something to write with. I really want you guys to get something useful and tangible out of this call. So we're going to be doing a little bit of teaching, a little bit of like actually applying some things, making a plan, and then we're going to be doing some coaching. So grab your water, grab something to jot down some notes, a piece of paper, a pencil, maybe your iPad if you're a digital diva, because you're going to need it today. If you're listening to the replay, hit pause, go grab it as well, because I don't just want you to listen passively today. Today, we are going to be coming up with a plan. We're going to be applying things. We're going to be talking about things, brainstorming things. So go ahead and grab what you need as we get going. Hi, good morning, everybody. I see you in the chat. Let me go ahead and bring up Ashley. She will be in the chat with you today, sharing links to things, sharing resources, answering your questions. Let me go ahead and bring her up. All right, I think she's up here. Like I said, welcome to the call. This is how to stop at enough on the weekends. So tell me in the chat if this is you. Tell me if you are working on how to stop at enough on the weekends. Is it a pattern of yours? Like, have you noticed it as a time where you eat past enough? Go ahead and let me know. Okay, awesome. Yeah, this is so many of us, right? I feel like it's work that pretty much every No BS woman does at some point. Stopping at enough on the weekends, it can feel so elusive because sometimes we're eating out, our routine is different, blah, blah, blah. So today we're going to be working on that. Rest assured. Okay. So, and like I said, grab something to write with. Go like text your accountability partners or let them know, hey, like, I know you can't come on live right now, but like, make sure you catch the replay. Just, I want you to go ahead and let your peeps know. Okay. So I'm Coach Yesenia. I'm one of the No BS coaches. I work with about 20 clients every week, and I help them with their weight loss. I help them with non-weight loss goals, and I love it. I've been part of the No BS team for like 2.5 years now. And if you want to know a little bit more about my story and how I lost my weight, I was on a panel last week with Coach Dina and Coach Ashley. And I shared a good bit of my story and what it was like for me to lose weight on that call, if you want to go and catch it. And I shared some of the courses that I did and what it was like for me to lose weight, but I am in maintenance now. So, and this is work that I continue to do. So I'm so excited to be here and give you some of my like tried and true tricks and stuff and help you come up with a plan so that you get better and better and better with stopping at enough on the weekends, no matter what day it is. Thanks, Wendy. I see your comment in the chat. Awesome. All right. Okay. So that's who I am, what I do. I also want to point out it's March 4th as we're recording this, and we have started the March Weight Loss Challenge. And week one is do your damn discovery worksheets. And I want to know, tell me in the chat, how many discovery worksheets have you done so far? Go ahead and let me know like how many you've done, because that's our week one action challenge, right? Do your damn discovery worksheets, right? I know I have been so guilty of saying like telling my accountability partners like I'm gonna do my, oh, I need to do a discovery worksheet, I'm gonna do it, and then like I forget, right? And so I'm working on that this week. Like, no, I'm not going to just say I'm going to do one. I'm not going to have the intention of doing one. I'm going to do them. If I have an ovary, if I eat off plan, I'm going to do them. Yeah, part of your homework this week for the weight loss challenge was like print off 10, have 10 ready like to do. I did two. I did two this morning for yesterday. Two. Like the rest of the week, like I was dialed in. I stopped at enough. I stayed on plan. But yesterday, I ate off plan. I had a couple overeats. So I went ahead and got them done this morning. So good. I love it. You guys have been getting them done. Yeah, we're doing that through Tuesday. Beth says, I printed them off. I have to find them. Where'd you leave them, Beth? Go find them. Yeah. When I was a member, like, Corinne would talk about that. She would, like, doing your discovery worksheets was, like, a point of pride. Like, people would come on and show off, like, their stack of discovery worksheets. And, like, those directly correlated with, like, how much weight people were losing. So, like, don't forget that. Like, discovery worksheets, they help you, like, really be onto yourself. The more I do, the more I notice when I'm about to overeat, like later on, because I've spent time like writing about it and seeing why I was eating and why I was going off plan. And so like, it's like, then I start noticing later on, I start noticing like, wait a minute, you're wanting to eat because you're tired. So that's like the main reason to do them. It's not a punishment. Like it just helps you like be onto yourself. Yeah. Make sure you chat is set to everyone. If you're in the chat. Awesome. Okay. So yeah, keep doing your discovery worksheets. I've done two so far. The more you do them, the more weight you're going to lose. Okay. And then I also want to remind you, if you haven't signed up for camp yet, camp is going to be amazing this year. It's like, no excuses, right? It's all about like working on those excuses that keep us from losing weight. Ashley's going to drop that link in the chat. Like look into it if you haven't already. Like camp is so much fun. You can just do it from the comfort of your own home. And a lot of people do it as like a self-care little like weekend, right? Sometimes people like book a hotel or they get together with their accountability partners and make it a weekend where you just get to focus on you and your weight loss. Treat yourself to dinner, treat yourself to some flowers. They're a lot of fun. And a lot of people meet friends at the camps, like virtually and in person. They meet accountability partners, they make a lot of friends. So definitely check it out. Okay. Beth asked a really good question in the Q&A. She said, are the discovery worksheets only for off-plan eats or overeats? They're for both. They're if you go off plan or if you overeat. She said, can we use them for anything we want to do a little deeper discovery for? Yeah. Like I know Coach Julie has done them when she like went off plan, but like it was a level up. Like she leveled up off plan and she wanted to write about like why she decided to do that and what thinking led to that and like what her reasons were. And she got a lot out of that. So it's for like anything you want to look at your thinking about. So definitely good question. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. Like I said, we're talking about how to stop at enough on the weekends. The purpose of this call is to help you like remove those obstacles, work on those obstacles, help you make a plan for stopping at enough on the weekends and help you figure out solutions to some of those common obstacles that come up. And then, like I said, we're going to do some coaching. So go ahead and get what you need to write, whether it's your iPad or some actual pen and paper, because that's what we're going to be doing is we're going to actually be writing and making a plan for this. Most of us, when we run into an obstacle, right, or we notice a pattern of overeating, we're not writing about it enough. We're not getting enough support for it. We're not getting enough help. We're not writing about it and trying to solve it. We're trying to solve it in our minds, maybe, or we're maybe talking about it with accountability partners, but it can help so much to just like write it out and come up with some actual solutions on paper. Okay. So one thing before we really get started, I want you to ask yourself, and you can write this down, like, how do you want your weekends to actually go as far as like your eating and your drinking? Is it going to be different than what you usually do during the week? One thing that we notice is that, you know, some of us are trying to plan in the same way on the weekends, but we're living different lives on the weekends, right? We're going out with friends, we're going out with family, we're eating out, but we're still trying to plan and show up just like we do during the week. And, it's not working, right? Or we don't have a routine on the weekends. And so we end up self-sabotaging or whatever. So just take a minute and ask yourself, like, you know, like, well, how do I want my weekends to go? Is, you know, for me on the weekends, on Fridays and Saturdays, I like to plan for some foods and some drinks that I don't usually have during the week. So just think about that for a minute. For me, I might be planning a drink or two, like an alcoholic drink or two. During the week, I don't usually do that. So again, it's something that I keep in mind and that I put on my plan. Like I think about it, like, all right, am I going to be planning drinks this weekend? If so, how many? If so, like both Friday and Saturday, just one of the two, do I have anything planned? Like you want to be thinking about those things. What about eating out? Some of us eat out more on the weekend. So again, we want to be thinking about that. Like if I'm going to be eating out two or three times over the weekend, like, do I want to plan for a good option all three of those times? Or do I want to level up one or two of those times? Like, and I just want to consider that with my weight loss goals and see what I'm willing to do and what I could try. Okay. So sometimes we just don't give that enough thought. We don't create any sort of intention around like, how do I want to eat this weekend? What's my drinking plan gonna be? Okay. We're just going into the weekend and it's just not like the rest of the week sometimes, right? You've got to put a little bit more thought into it. And sometimes we try to plan just like we do the rest of the week and then our plan is not doable. So ask yourself, are my weekend plans doable? I cook a lot throughout the week. I cook less on the weekend. So if I'm making plans where it involves me cooking, then I keep going off plan, that's not working. Okay. So just see if there's anything like that going on. Okay. Yes, Ashley, we want to create intention for the weekend. Are my plans doable? Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And if you notice anything like that, if you're already noticing things like that, drop it in the Q&A, drop it in the chat. We're here to help you with it. Patty says, what can I tell my brain when previous diet trauma gets in the way of my level up, right? So I always start by normalizing it, right? The four N's. Just be like, oh yeah, my brain is going to do this sometimes. It's normal for my brain to bring up some diet mentality, some diet trauma, because that's how I used to do things. I did things like that for a long time. But you know what? Like the level up I'm doing now, the level up I'm thinking about doing today, like that's my option. That's my choice. It's something I'm considering. I'm not doing it because I have to. I'm not doing it because like I can't eat bread or something. I'm just like, I may be trying that as a choice today. I may be trying that to see how I like doing an open-faced sandwich with fries instead of like the full sandwich and fries. I want to see how that goes. Maybe that helps me stop at enough today a little bit more than like, you know, the extra bread or whatever. So just remind yourself, it's normal to have that diet mentality come up sometimes, but like, why am I really wanting to level up, right? Maybe it's something I want to try. Maybe I want to make it easier to stop at enough. Maybe I want to get in some veggies so that I have some energy today and I like poop better, right? So just ask yourself, like, why am I really doing this level up? It's not for diet mentality. It's for other reasons. What are those reasons? And remind yourself of those reasons, right? Maybe the bread here isn't even that great, so I'm fine skipping it. Okay. Okay, so that's the first consideration, right? Is like, how do I want my weekends to go? Do I eat out more? Do I drink more? That sort of thing. Is my plan doable? Now let's go ahead and make a plan for the weekend. But I don't mean like making your 24-hour plan. I mean like we're really going to work through the obstacles that come up on the weekend. And I want to start by giving credit to Coach Christy. Christy is one of my accountability partners, and we both have worked on weekends. She was doing some of this work ahead of me for a little while, And it was something she was working on. And then I started working on it too. And I want to give credit to her because she's the one who shared this in our Marco Polo. And I started using it too. And it's such a great way to work on the weekends and figure out what the obstacles are and overcome them. So this is going to help you notice what your patterns are. It's going to help you see what your obstacles are and come up with solutions. Okay. So we're going to start, and I want to start by saying, like, just know that stopping at enough on the weekends, it's one of those things, right? Stopping at enough in general often takes time. You've got to have a little patience with it, right? Like, we may have different patterns around not stopping at enough. The weekend may be one of them, and just give yourself like several weeks to work on this, right? And just know that that's normal, right? So it's something that you just unwind and get better at over time. For me, on the weekends, I was gaining weight. I was gaining 2 or 3 pounds. I just kept noticing that every weekend on the happy scale, come Monday, like I had to gain 2 or 3 pounds over the weekend. And so my first goal was like, all right, instead of gaining 2 or 3 pounds, I'm going to work on things so that I'm gaining like a pound or less, right? Like I just started dialing it back. I just started like working on it, like back, like let me keep moving this way, right? I'm not going to go to like gaining 2 or 3 pounds and overeating a lot on the weekend to like, oh, now I need to like just lose 5 pounds on the weekend or like have a loss. Like, no, let me dial it back. The goal, if I gain 1 pound or less, that's a win in my book. And then I'll keep going from there. Then I'm going to be, once I get good at like gaining 1 pound or less, I'm going to see if I can maintain on the weekends. Can I just maintain? And then after I get good at that, and if I'm still working on weight loss, like, all right, let me play around with it a little bit more. Can I lose 0.5 pound on the weekend? Okay. So again, our brain loves to go to like all or nothing, like go to extremes. I need to go from gaining 5 pounds on the weekend to like losing 2, blah, blah, blah. Like don't let your brain do that. So just work your way back. Okay, the first thing you're going to start writing, you should have a sheet of paper in front of you or like your iPad. Go ahead and write down everything that gets in your way of stopping at enough on the weekend. Just start making a list. Tell me all the obstacles. Tell me what gets in your way. Tell me the common patterns that you know you have for not stopping at enough. Is it eating out? Is it Saturday nights during movie night? Like, go ahead and list it out. Is it over drinking at happy hour with the girls? Like, tell me, try to be specific and try to just go ahead and start making your list, right? For me, one was like Sunday. Like, I work on Sunday. I work on Saturday and Sunday. And for me, like a obstacle was like, oh, I planned to cook, but like, I was working and I was doing laundry and I was getting things ready for the week and getting the kids to bed on time. And like, we ate out instead of like cooking that meal. That was one of my obstacles. Okay. Things like that. So go ahead and take a minute, make your list of obstacles. Like, what comes up? Going out with friends, date night. Yeah. Cause Patty said, went dancing with hubby and I got hungry. Yeah. Date night is a common one. Meal prep and grab assing during meal prep, eating later. Yeah, that comes up for me too. Sometimes like my routine is different. Maybe I eat at different times or something. Everyone else is indulging. That's an interesting one. Like, oh, maybe you're eating out. Everyone else is indulging. And like, yeah, after church, kids are home, unexpected invites. Yep. Having the kids all weekend is stressful. Yeah, I get it. Friday relief / celebration. Oh my gosh, that was me for sure. Avoidance. So like, Beth, I would try to get specific. Like, what are you avoiding? Like, when do you notice that you're avoiding? Is it like Sunday nights? We're like thinking about Monday and going back. Like, what is it? What do you mean by that? Going out more, anxiety in social situations, eating while buzzed. Laziness. Yeah, that, try to be specific. So instead of writing laziness, write like, oh, I'm, you know, eating potato chips on the couch on Saturday afternoons. Baking. Yeah, baking for fun on the weekends. Yeah, write those down. We're going to be talking about a couple of common ones today. So have your list ready. And I want you to be thinking about your obstacles. And like, now we're going to be talking about like, all right, if I have my list of obstacles now, I have the list of things that get in my way. Let me start coming up with solutions for each one. So again, we're going to be writing this all out. So that's what we're doing next. For every obstacle that you have on your list, so maybe you start like a new list and you refer to your paper with your obstacles, go ahead and start writing out for each one. All right, how am I going to overcome them? What's my solution for this? Okay. And if you're not sure how, ask in the Q&A or in the chat, like if you're really stumped, but I really want you to like give this some thought. If you had to come up with a solution, if there had to be a way, this is what we're doing now for the next part of the call. We're coming up with solutions. So you have your list of obstacles. Now I want you to come up with a solution for each one. Okay. So it could be strategies, actions, it could be thoughts, helpful thoughts that'll help you. It could be a protocol. So Trish said, I struggle with there not being a routine on the weekends. Not sure of the solution for this. So yeah, that's a common one. So if you don't have a routine, like you probably do have a routine, like it's just not the same routine. I bet you're doing something right now. Right now, the routine might be like, oh, I'm like snacking or something because I don't have a routine. But like, all right, so like come up with one, come up with a routine, like a very doable routine that you would look forward to. Like, what do you want to do on the weekends? What do you want to do? So tell me, Trish, like if there had to be a routine, and I don't mean making like an idealistic routine, what I should do. Here's the list of chores that I should do, and I should do the groceries, and I should meal prep, like a routine for your weekend that you would look forward to. And maybe that includes like some free time in there. I don't know. Like you tell me if the routine thing is one of yours, like if that's your obstacle as well, like think about that. Like, all right, what do I want to do? Right now, maybe I'm bored or I don't know what to do. So I'm turning to food. So what could my routine be instead? Maybe it starts with like a really like quiet morning. And I make my coffee and I sit down, like, right? Maybe like it's a quiet morning and you're just spending a little bit more time on you, some journaling or reading a book or catching up on some TV. Yeah, Trish, read maybe some yard work. Yeah, maybe you're into gardening or something. Maybe some shopping. Yeah. Play around with it. I would try a routine for the next few weeks and play around with it and see what you like, right? Awesome. I snack on the couch in the family room. I've discovered that I do better watching TV in bed because I'm too lazy to go downstairs. But on the weekends, my husband and I enjoy watching TV in the family room. How can I change my snacking? Let's give Nicole some ideas in the chat. So I'm putting you all to work here. She says, I snack on the couch in the family room. Usually she's goes to bed, right? She's too lazy in bed to like go get snacks. But on the weekends, she says, my husband and I enjoy watching TV in the family room. How can I change my snacking? Give her some ideas. Because we forget sometimes, we have a lot of our own inner wisdom and knowledge. Some of us have been around a few months, a couple months, a year, maybe like we've picked up a lot of stuff. So let's give her some ideas. Like, could you keep your hands busy with something? I've heard Corinne say, like, she'll tell Chris, like, hey, like, if I say I want to eat something, remind me that like I don't want to snack on the couch. Or if I ask you to bring me something, just say like, hey, what are you doing? You said you didn't want a snack, right? Maybe you put the snacks in a different part of the pantry, like something that's hard to reach, so that even if you walk over there, like you're reminded, like, oh yeah, I put them over. I'm short. Let me tell you one of my hacks. I'm short, so I will toss things up to the highest shelves so that I can't even reach them. And then I could pull over a chair or a stool and climb up there, but I'm not about to do it. Like, I will toss things like on top of the refrigerator so that I can't even reach them. So that I'm like, self, what are you doing? You said you didn't want to eat that right now. Make a portion bag, right? You could put it on your plan and make a portion bag and be like, all right, if I decide I'm going to eat, it's a choice and here's what I'm eating. Yeah, and I would see if my partner was willing to help me with some accountability there, or I would tell my accountability partners, like I would do my discovery worksheet if I did eat. I have a client who she has a very specific list of like what she can have a snack, right? Like she'll have like just a handful of like maybe some popcorn, like stuff that like, you know, if she is hungry or she is going to have a snack, like she'll eat it, but it's not like the most exciting, fabulous things, right? She plans those things like at other times of the day. Yeah. So I hope that gives you lots of good ideas. And just tell me, you always want to keep an eye on your thinking in a situation like this. Like, oh, I can do it when I'm upstairs, right? And I'm in bed. Well, it's because you're thinking like, no, I'm not going to go get it. Like you can think that on the couch too. Whatever you're thinking in the bed, you can think in the couch. Like, nope, too far. I'm not going to go. I've already decided. I'm not getting up today. Okay. So go ahead. Keep coming up with solutions. Get creative. See if you get any good ideas in the chat. And then the last thing I want you to think about is like, are there any easy ways you can set yourself up for success on the weekends? Like if you don't want to cook as much, but you also don't want to be eating out as much, like can you prep some things, cook some things on Thursday and Friday and you eat the leftovers on the weekend, or decide like, all right, I'm going to eat out for these meals instead of those, like, or I'll eat out at these times and eat at home at those times. Like making those decisions ahead of time can set yourself up for success. I try to do that. Like, all right, these meals I'm going to eat at home. These meals I may eat out, right? Or I'll give myself the option. What's my drinking plan for this weekend? You know, sometimes I like to, for me, the nighttime eating stuff that came up for me a lot on the weekends. And I would just be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to set myself up for success, but I'm not going to buy the big family size bag of that snack that I like. I'm going to go to the convenience store and I might grab one or two smaller portions. And that's what I'll have at home on the weekend. And that's going to make it easier for me to not overeat it and overdo it because I only have this much available to me, right? Like I'm not going to buy the big giant portion. Okay. Yeah, planning for the weekend early. Like maybe you go ahead and make your plans for the weekend. Yeah. Patty says she concentrates on having other things to relax, right? Like the jacuzzi, foot rubs. Yeah, maybe you're planning for other things that feel relaxing if you keep relaxing with food. Yeah, buy less of those good foods and snacks. That can be a great way to set yourself up for success. Amy said, get a white sofa. That's hilarious. For like the snacking on the couch. That would be me too. If I had a white sofa, I'd be like, no one's eating over here. Don't even come within 2 feet of it. Yeah, so Patty says, I work at an extremely high stress job. So I'm good at finding things to unwind without food. A lot of us, if this is you, if you keep relaxing with food, all right, you guys, like, come on. Time to find other ways to relax without food. What else can you try? What else can you do that you would also really look forward to? Like, if you know this is your pattern, for me, I love to switch into like pajamas or sweatpants or something. Like, I have noticed that if I stay in my work clothes and I keep my bra on and stuff like that, like I am more likely to like want to eat at night. It's crazy. I've noticed it. So if I just change into comfortable clothes, it's like, oh, like I just relax a little bit. So things like that. Yeah. Sitting in a hot tub or reading a good book. I like to just lay on the couch, or I'll like go lay in bed. I don't care if it's 7 o'clock at night. Yeah. Warm tea, a heating pad, a comfy blanket. Yes. A walk. Yes. Okay. Okay. I want us to talk about really quickly stopping at enough at restaurants. I'm going to drop this resource that I think a lot of people probably don't even know about. I'm going to go ahead and put it in the chat. So this is a little worksheet. It has tons of tips and tricks on here for eating out. If you struggle with stopping at enough when you eat out, this is for you. Go ahead and screenshot it, save it on your phone, print it out, whatever you want to do. It has some really great questions and stuff, so that you can get better at showing up the way you want when you're eating out. So for example, decide ahead of time, are these a yes or a no? Am I going to drink alcohol? Am I going to eat from the bread basket? Am I going to have the chips and salsa? Do I want to just plan the chips and salsa and the walk as my meal instead of overeating it, right? Am I going to have appetizers? Am I going to have dessert? And then while you're out, it has, how can I make this feel easy? Right? Can I share my goals and what I'm going to do with somebody else? What techniques can I use to slow down my eating? Am I going to eat with my left hand? Am I going to put my fork down after every bite and tune into the conversation and not eat, like just shoveling it in, right? I do that if I don't pay attention. Am I going to pause for a few minutes once I've had a half? Am I going to split my meal with somebody, right? Like, this has so many awesome things in here. So, and it, like the third page is where you can answer the questions for yourself and fill it out. Open this up on your phone, screenshot it if you want. That's what I would do if I just wanted to make it easy to refer to. Yeah, this is a great worksheet. If eating out is where you struggle, I want you making a plan like this when you eat out on the weekends. You can write this out, like when we were making our obstacles and stuff, that's where you could write that out. Like, all right, how's it going to go down this time? Yeah. Okay. All right, let me go back. So that's a really great resource. Make sure you have that. We also have this planning for urges worksheet that can also come in handy. If you want to anticipate urges that come up for you on the weekend, that's another really good resource. What common cues and triggers do you have to overeat or go off plan? So two really good resources, save them, bookmark them, share them, make use of those. So with stopping at enough at restaurants, you want to come up with some great strategies, but you also want to notice your thinking. Strategies can be easy. You guys have heard us talking about them. I like to order less. I like to split a meal. I make sure to slow down. If I'm eating fast, that's like a red flag. Like, you're not checked in. Set your fork down in between bites. Yeah, like you guys know the strategies and you can share your favorite one in the chat. But today I really want us to focus on the thinking. Here are some tips and tricks that I have around the thinking. Here's one. Do I really want to overeat? Do I really want to overeat? Do I really want to feel that physical discomfort from overeating? Here's another one. How can I create a small win tonight? How can I create a small win tonight? That could be a level up. That could be leaving food behind. That could be having water instead of like a soda or an alcoholic drink. That could be skipping the chips and salsa. There's like so many ways to create a small win tonight, but that'll get you thinking. Can I try eating half and see where that gets me? A lot of my clients do this. Their protocol for eating out is like, I'm just going to eat half. Now I got two meals out of it. For most of us, that's how much we need. It's half. And then see, like, all right, how do I feel with that much food? And I really want you to watch for the thoughts that derail you. What are the thoughts when you eat out that derail you and have you eating past enough? For a lot of us, it's like, oh, it's this certain food, it's this certain restaurant, it's this certain, like, everybody's here and everybody's indulging. I want you to remind yourself, write this down if you need to. There is nothing really different about this food. There is nothing really different about this food. It's still food. It's still me sitting here eating this food and deciding when I will stop. Okay. Some of you might need to listen to this replay again, like listen to it again and really take it all in, take notes. This is still me just sitting here deciding when I'm going to stop. Okay. Don't let your brain fool you and try to make it complicated. It's not complicated. I still am just going to decide when I'm going to stop eating. If I stop eating a little sooner this time, that's a win. Okay. If I've always gone to restaurants and eaten to stuffed, and now I'm eating to full, that's a win. I'm going to practice eating to full instead of stuffed. And then I'm going to keep walking it back. Then I'll get closer to enough instead of full. But so many of us shit on that. Like, oh, if I still overate, or if I still ate to full, like, let me beat myself up. No, like, no, if you've always eaten to stuffed and now you're eating a little less, that's a win. That'll carry you a long way. And then with the food, who was on that call with Corinne where she was coaching that one lady on the beef stroganoff and how the beef stroganoff was like this special food, it's a comfort food, blah, blah, blah. And Corinne was just like, no. Beef stroganoff is just beef stroganoff. Do you remember that? Give me like a thumbs up or something if you listened to that call. And I was like, that stuck with me. Like, beef stroganoff is just beef stroganoff. Guys, I don't even know what beef stroganoff is. I've never had beef stroganoff, but like, if I ever sit down and eat beef stroganoff, I'm gonna remember that. So for me, it's like Chick-fil-A is just Chick-fil-A, or this favorite chicken quesadilla at this favorite Mexican restaurant. It's just the chicken quesadilla, right? Apply it to whatever your favorite food is. Beef stroganoff is just beef stroganoff. I still just get to decide when I've had enough and when I'm going to eat. One of my hacks for a long time, especially in situations where it felt hard to stop at enough, I'd be like, all right, I just want to recognize when I've had enough. I didn't say I have to stop at enough. I need to stop at enough. I didn't put all this pressure on myself to stop at enough. I said, I just want to recognize when I've had enough, like when I'm at enough. And then that kind of like let some of the pressure off. Like, I don't have to stop at enough. I just want to see when I'm there, and then I can stop or not. Sometimes I did stop. So a lot of the time I had two more bites. A lot of you would shit on that. You would say, that's not good enough. I should have stopped, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, no, if you just did that for a long time, I bet that would carry you a long way. Like, let me just recognize when I'm at enough at that favorite restaurant, and then I'll have two more bites and then I'll stop. Right? Okay. If you keep telling yourself it's hard to stop, I really want you to see why. It only feels hard because of something you're thinking, something you're telling yourself, like, oh, this is a comfort food. I've always overeaten this, right? Of course, that's going to make it feel hard. Okay. So just see what thoughts get in your way. Like, that should be on your list that I was telling you about, the obstacles. Some of y'all's obstacles, like, they're just thoughts. There's a thought that's getting in your way. You should know what it is. And if you need help with that, ask for help with that. Okay. Another common obstacle that's often tied with eating out is like that sensory experience of like, oh, like there's like 10 people here and they're all my favorite people in the world and everyone's indulging and everyone's eating and it's crazy and everyone's talking. Like, if that comes up for you, I want you to get better at noticing that. And, you know, you may notice it like 3 times and then you, like every time you keep going back to overwhelm and distraction, then just keep bringing yourself back. Bring it back to you. Your brain wants to go to like everybody else and what everybody else is doing. Bring it back to you. What do I need to do right now? Do I need to pause? Do I need to keep eating? Like, just take a deep breath and bring it back to you. Okay. Because I notice a ton of you say like, but they were eating this and they were eating that. Like, bring it back to you. Okay. Let me know if there's any other common obstacles. All right. Now, We have a little bit of time for coaching. If you want coaching, here's the coaching that I want to do today. I want you to raise your hand. Like, if you want coaching, raise your hand if it's about, oh, it's hard to stop at enough when I'm eating out. If we've talked about all this stuff and you're still struggling with something, that's something we can coach on today. So like, if I still find it hard to stop at enough when I'm eating out, or I do good all week and then I blow it on the weekends, like if either of those are you and you want coaching, raise your hand. If it's about stopping at enough on the weekends, eating out on the weekends, I blow it on the weekends, go ahead and raise your hand and we have some time for coaching. Okay. In the meantime, y'all listen up. Keep sharing ideas in the chat. If you have a thought that you're like, oh, this thought always, like, this is why I overeat, but you're having a hard time coming up with like something else that could help you or another helpful thought, like put it in the chat or put it in the Q&A. We've got Ashley here. We've got like a ton of wisdom here. Yeah. Trish says it's only one meal. It doesn't matter. Y'all help her out. In the meantime, let's see. Oh, I saw somebody and now I don't know where they went. Raise your hand if you want coaching around stopping at enough on the weekends, stopping at enough when you're eating out, stopping at enough with whatever one of your obstacles was with stopping at enough on the weekends. All right, Tammy, I'm bringing you up. Awesome. Let me see. Hi.
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 Who are you? What do you want to coach on? What do you want to coach on?
So I think most of the time, not just even on the weekends, but stopping enough is when I'm frustrated and dealing with an expectation that didn't get met, let's say.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Can you give me an example?
Just if, like, say somebody didn't show up for me like I thought that I expected them to.
Okay. And then when that happens, yeah, what comes up for you that makes you want to eat?
So it's kind of sometimes usually on the has to do with like decompressing from the week too.
Okay. So okay, is so it both wanting to decompress and there was like an unmet expectation?
It kind of happens like at the tail end of the weekend too, from like building up from the week.
Okay. So tell me again, you cut out a little bit. Something building up from the week?
Yeah, like dealing with expectations of others not meeting what you think that are more about expectations of others, feeling let down.
Yeah, that's what I want to get at. Like, what comes up for you? So when there's unmet expectations, you feel let down?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I guess I expected of him. It's a hurt, I guess.
Why are you feeling hurt? Why are you feeling let down?
If somebody didn't do something that I would have expected them to do for me.
Yeah, but what about that has you like feel down or feel hurt? I just want to like really dial into what's going on for you.
I guess it's just a letdown.
But why?
I don't know how else to put it.
Take a guess if you need to. Like, why does it feel like a letdown when you expected someone to do something?
I don't know. I don't know how to flip it around. Maybe that's my problem.
Right. Well, I think you're having like a... Go ahead.
Well, it's a hurt. It's not... you know, you expect somebody to do whatever, X, Y, and Z, not even, you know, a particular person or event. And then, it's a feeling of feeling hurt.
Okay. And then how does that lead you to like eating?
I guess it's the way to buffer that feeling of feeling hurt.
Yeah. Okay. When you feel hurt or let down, when, you know, somebody has not met this expectation, what is that like for you? What is that like in your body? Do you know? Like, where do you feel it? Where do you feel the letdown?
I don't know that I feel it in any particular area. I don't know, sometimes anxious, maybe. Okay. Frustrated. All of the above, you know.
Okay. Okay, I see. So maybe you're thinking that they let you down, and then you're feeling hurt.
Yeah. Right.
When that happens, how long is it usually before you decide to eat?
I think it can vary. It's sometimes, you know, it could be minutes to hours later. You know, sometimes it could just be wait till the end of the day. I don't know. It's just like a time to decompress afterwards, I guess.
Okay. So you're eating to decompress. You're eating because you're feeling let down. One way to work on it is, like you said, like if you can just like set a timer sometimes and say like, all right, like it could be 2 minutes. Like, I'm just not going to eat right away anymore. That can be one way to work on it. It's say like, maybe I'm willing to feel let down for 2 minutes before I decide to eat.
Okay.
Sometimes it can help to say, to recognize what's happening. I see that I'm wanting to eat right now to feel better because I'm feeling let down.
And just sit with it.
Yeah. What's so bad about sitting with it?
I don't know. I think sometimes I do it, you know, better than others. And I think the severity of how hurt, you know, plays into it too.
Yeah. Do you know why you're feeling hurt in that situation? Like, when we're sitting with it, that's when you can kind of be like, yeah, I see why I feel hurt. I feel hurt right now because, and then like, just talk to yourself. When you're sitting with it, are you really sitting with it? Or are you like trying not to think about it? Are you avoiding it, resisting it?
I don't know. I think sometimes I do a little bit of both, but
yeah.
I think that's the main thing for me, is that when I feel like something's not reciprocated or something that I expected of.
Yeah. I want you to get really good at recognizing that that's what's happening. I'm feeling hurt right now because I thought that this thing should be reciprocated. They should have done this. They should have met this expectation. That's why I'm feeling hurt. And I just want to like be really good at like seeing that that's what's happening. That's why I'm feeling hurt. That's why I'm getting urges to eat. And it's my choice if I want to eat or not. And then like, I want to tell you, like, if you do eat, I always like to tell myself like, all right, I just know why I'm eating right now. I'm eating because I feel hurt. And like, but I also get to say like, I could just eat because it's my choice. Like, I'm making a choice to eat right now. Sometimes for us, like sometimes for a lot of people, like that's a level up. Like, just telling yourself, I'm not eating because I'm hurt. I am feeling hurt, and now I'm making a choice to eat or to not eat. That's another way to work on it. If you do eat, you can always decide like, all right, what's the portion I'm going to eat? Like, instead of just grabbing the whole bag of whatever it is, I'm going to put some on a plate. What do you usually eat when this happens, when you're upset?
Well, it's could be a variety of things. It could be what's available. It could be something healthy that I could overeat on too. I mean, there's no, you know.
Yeah. So would putting it on a plate be a way to work on it for you? Like a way to level it up a little bit?
Yeah. And you know, that is a level up. I know that.
Yeah. So I would try that from now on. Like, all right, instead of just grabbing whatever it is, I'm going to put it on a plate. And even if I go back and eat more, like I'm still like having to go back and eat more and put it on a plate again. And I can stop at any time. I don't have to keep eating because I'm feeling hurt or disappointed or let down.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you do your discovery worksheets?
You know, I don't like do it. I don't write it out. Sometimes I write it in my journal. Like, you know, it was over, wrote down an overeat and why I was frustrated or what I was frustrated about. So it does help me really. I did print them off.
Yeah. I would say like, you know, it's normal to feel let down when I have an unmet expectation. But like, do I really want to keep eating over it? Or do I at least want to be improving on that by eating a little less or eating over it less often or doing the discovery worksheet? I also want to recommend the relationships course. That's like a really good one that can help with like when we have expectations of other people or they do things or they say things and, you know, it makes us feel or think a certain way. I want you to go do that course. That's a really, really good course because all of us run into, go ahead.
I've done it in the past. I need to resit with that, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have an accountability group or partner?
It all fell apart. No.
Okay. We'll put that link for you in the chat if you want to try applying for another accountability partner. That could be a good way to check in sometimes and just say like, hey, I'm working on this. I'm going to be checking in with you about this or in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
You could do it there as well.
Seems like it goes strong and I've had two and then they just fizzle out. So
yeah, that happens sometimes. Try for another one. Maybe there's somebody here who's looking for one.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sammy. Let us know how that goes. Okay. Do we have anybody else who wants coaching on stopping at enough on the weekends? Raise your hand or drop your question in the Q&A if you have some kind of obstacle that you're still trying to figure out. Okay, Linda, let's bring you up. Y'all keep working on these obstacles, like in the chat. Yeah, and it's always, you know, we're human. Sometimes we all have expectations of what other people should and shouldn't do. That's completely normal. It can be good sometimes just to like really look at that and see like, all right, where do I want to have expectations? Where do I not? Sometimes I do want to feel disappointed. I'm just working on not eating over it anymore. Yeah. Okay, Linda, what do you want coaching on?
Totally unplanned. Just hit the button. So awesome. After this, I was going to take my discovery sheet and go to ask coaches, which never occurred to me in the past, but
awesome.
I know that this is about weekends. It was just that I've been here for a year and a half and really digging into the enough.
Yeah.
Last night normally I eat probably one meal, maybe a bit of soup in the afternoon if I'm hungry. Otherwise I'm a one meal a day at dinner. But I had bacon and eggs for breakfast, thought I wouldn't need that much, had half of a bowl of soup, thought I was at enough, and then got hungry. So I knew I had to go off plan.
Were you actually hungry?
I believe I was. It was 3 hours after the meal.
Okay.
But there is something that I talked to my accountability group about. There is a feeling sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes at 2.5 hours or so, there's a real acidy feeling in my stomach. I don't have acid reflux. I don't know what that is.
Is that actually hunger though? That's what I would be asking myself.
I don't think it is.
Maybe it's a physical sensation. Maybe it feels similar to hunger or it's in that area, but maybe it's not hunger.
Yeah, that's the trick.
Yeah, if you had enough at your last meal, it's been 2.5 hours. I would say you're probably going to be hungry soon, but you're probably not hungry yet. Like anytime I'm not sure if I'm hungry, I'm like, I'm probably not hungry. Because usually when I'm like actually hungry, like I know. And I know that comes up for a lot of us on the weekends too. Like, well, I thought I was hungry or maybe I'm hungry or maybe I'm bored or maybe I'm feeling something else, right? Like,
or maybe I'm past weigh-in and I have some time.
Yeah, maybe I'm just bored and a little restless. So in that situation, you can always just like set a timer. You're like, if I'm really hungry.
I've been doing that. I wait 10 minutes and I've got my meal down to like a third, then this third. And I've been leaving it at a half. So I think for the most part, when it's a protein and a vegetable, I'm good. What happened after that was that the brain took over.
What do you mean?
I mean, the urges just, I'd had the crackers and cheese. It wasn't enough. I found myself standing up to walk to the kitchen.
So in this instance, like you noticed this sensation, you weren't sure if you were hungry. You did eat and you ate crackers and cheese.
And then the brain just wanted more. It was like I'd opened a door. Yeah. And
that can be another clue. Like, if I all of a sudden want a very specific thing or I start eating very quickly, I'm like, maybe that wasn't hunger, right? Because like if I'm just eating in a rushed way or something, like, am I just bored? Was I just trying to avoid something? Yeah. So you ate crackers and cheese and then what?
Then I went to get up and have more and told myself, you're not having any more.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, because you did say, oh, the brain took over, but you always get to like be in control. Like if you notice like, oh, my habit brain has taken over. Like I was eating several cheese and crackers. Like, all right, like I'm in control again. I like, all right, like we're not going to keep eating. Like I did eat. I'm not sure I'm hungry. I'm standing here. You said, were you standing at the pantry?
I didn't go that far. I stopped myself. Yeah. I actually, what I did for the first time ever was get on a Marco Polo. To admit to my group that,
yeah,
I mean, I've been in recovery for 30 years. And so I didn't have a sponsor I could call. And Marco Polo is exactly a live thing. But I just thought that I would try. Yeah. I did get a response back and that helped change the picture.
Yeah.
But it's just, okay. And I just read something. I should have drank water.
Yeah, drink water. Yeah. If I'm not sure if I'm hungry, I'll set a timer, drink some water, just give it a little time and see. Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be your plan.
Okay. That's what I will do.
If you think, if you're not sure, then set a timer, drink some water.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I love the Marco Polo idea. That's why I love like accountability groups and stuff. Cause sometimes like in that moment of need, when the urge is there, you can just reach out. And sometimes just talking about it will be enough to help the urge process through.
Yeah. One of the things that I just remember from my past was we're as sick as our secrets. And so I've just started saying, okay, if I say it out loud, it's not yeast and water in my brain. It diffuses itself a little bit, but I live alone and talking to myself is only so good.
All right.
I will. I had done my water, like I'd done 110 ounces for the day. And I thought, okay, that's not it. But I should have gone for water. I should have done that.
Yeah. Now you know.
Yep. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. This comes up a lot on the weekends. I've noticed like, again, like, oh, well, I think I'm hungry or whatever. And it's like, if you say, that to me is an indicator. If I say, well, I think I'm hungry, like, I'm not sure if I'm hungry. That's usually me wanting to be hungry. So just keep an eye out for that if that comes up on the weekends, right? Like if you're sitting around, like for me, this can come up with like movie night. Oh, like, I think I'm hungry. I think I want a little snack. Like, okay, am I actually hungry? Okay, you have like a minute or so left. This has been a great call. Let me know if you got something out of it. I hope you are walking away with like a plan that you can take forward with you on the weekends. You know what your obstacles are. You also spend some time like coming up with some solutions, some strategies, some helpful thoughts. Make sure there's some helpful thoughts in there. And just practice doing that every weekend. If you know weekends is where it's at for you, like, all right, every like Thursday night or Friday morning or Saturday, whatever, you pick your time. Say like, all right, here's what I think could be my obstacles this weekend. Here's my solution. I'm going to ask for help if I need it. I'm going to post in Facebook or I'm going to ask my accountability group. I'm going to be checking in with them. here's what I want you to do. I want you to, if you came up with a plan, you're loving your plan, if you got something out of this, go post your plan in Facebook and let us know how it goes. Post your plan in Facebook. Leave like a little hashtag so we can find it. Do like hashtag stop at enough on the weekends. Hashtag stop at enough on the weekends. Share your plan. Share some of the ahas that you got. Tag me if you want. Tag your accountability group. If you're like, hey guys, I'm working on this. Tell them what you're doing. And just like work on this for a while. Keep figuring it out. Okay. Keep asking for help. Keep checking in. Keep making a plan. Do your discovery worksheets, right? Like the weekends don't have to derail you. Maybe they have derailed you in the past, but they don't have to keep derailing you. And if you keep making a plan like this, where you list out your obstacles and you list out like, all right, when this comes up for me, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to think about it. Like you're going to figure it out. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you around. Have a great weekend. Go do your plan. All right. Take care, everybody.